The Little Theatre Movement, LTM, has been producing the national pantomime for over 7 decades, giving audiences a comedic, sometimes dramatic slice of Jamaican life. It has also made stars out of many who have graced its stage, such as Leonie Forbes, Louise Bennett Coverley, more affectionately called Miss Lou, and the incomparable Oliver Samuels. The pantomime offers an entertaining peek into Jamaica's history, its culture and tradition, depicted with vibrant colors, dancing, singing, and acting. The stage is also used to highlight social issues. The pantomime movement got started in the 1940s and typically reflected English theatre traditions. However, as the years progressed, the productions became more Jamaican in nature, featuring patois dialect and songs, and wholly Jamaican historical influences. Much is owed to the contributions of Miss Lou and her partner Randolph Mass Ran Williams, whose skill and talent on and off the stage made the inclusion of Jamaican culture in the pantomimes seamless and natural. As is always the case, each pantomime has a central message, a takeaway, which when implemented will help society make well-needed improvements.
But what we're trying to do is to bring back some of the rhythms and things which used to be very popular in Jamaica at one time. Schools come to it, busloads come from all over the island. It's to leave the shrimp a little store which somewhere in there has a meaning. So that is crept in there.
Script writer for several pantomimes over the years, broadcaster Barbara Gludon. Over the years, the LTM pantomime has become a prime source of material for cultural researchers and is now in its 73rd staging. The pantomime, like fine wine, seems to be getting better with age. This year's production is Princess Bonununus. LTM's public relations officer and costume designer for the play, Anya Gludon, gives you a little taste of what to expect.
It's the story of a young lady who has done very well in school. She has passed all of 30 subjects in an All-Ireland exam. And everybody's all excited about it, and it's a kind of question as to how will she now go forward with her studies and her life. Unfortunately, not everybody in the village is that excited. There's a lady who lives on top of a hill who is not too amused when they're enjoying themselves and having them parties, so she called police on them. The village get quite vexed about that, so there's a little tension between the lady on the hill and the people in the village.
Add to the mix two princes looking for wives and the lady on the hill's two man-crazy daughters, and you can just imagine the kind of joke-filled hijinks that will happen. Not to mention the great music that is also part of the production.
So the songs this year really is a mix of traditional and new stuff. And we pay a little homage to Miss Lou with her walk good. Since it's Miss Lou word Bonununus, it is only fair we use one of her Bonununus songs.
But the only way to really find out what happens in Princess Bonununus is to get a ticket. Group rates and a family rate for families of 5 or more are available.
Yeah, man. So we open on Boxing Day, December 26th. That's Friday at 6 p.m. sharp. We don't late. We're always on time as much as possible. And then we play throughout that weekend on Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 4:30. Then we take a little break to recoup. And we open back again on New Year's Day at 6 o'clock, and we play for that weekend. And then after that, it's weekends in January, and then the full run of the midweek shows will begin once February settles in.
Public relations officer for the Little Theatre Movement and costume designer for Princess Bonununus, Anya Gludon. For more information, call the Little Theatre's box office at 926-6129 or 926-6603. So bring the entire family for an evening of adventure, fun and laughter at the 2014-2015 LTM Pantomime, Princess Bonununus. See you there.
I wish me could get a day to do my personal business, you know. It would have better than if I run from work to catch another business place before it close. Sometimes I feel like I live at work.
So you know hear about the flexi work?
Flexi work?
Yeah man, flexi work arrangements are going to allow workers and employers to arrange a traditional 40-hour week to suit them needs.
FlexiWork will allow wider service to customers due to varied opening hours and more business days, more time for family and personal interests, and increased productivity and cost effectiveness within companies. Support FlexiWork. Balance work, balance life with FlexiTime. A message from the Ministry of Labor and Social Security.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.